This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're going to be talking about how narcissistic email. I've done a video about texting. Today, we're talking about how narcissistic people email you. Stay tuned. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist. And welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. So boom, welcome back. Folks, yes, no, this is not clickbait. Lee, I never thought I'd see the day when you made clickbait. Clickbaity narcissistic stuff. You're just adding to the stigma. Blah, 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 boop, 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 beep, beep, beep. No, this is not clickbait. This is me. It's anecdotal, but this is me and from what I've observed over the last 4 years of dealing with narcissistic, toxic people, dealing, like breaking down hundreds and reading damn near thousands of text messages and emails, and also being a sender of certain emails as well in the past. So this is me coming from my perspective to help you decipher and let you know when narcissistic people, when they're emailing you, how they're emailing you, how they're trying to communicate with you through emails and whatnot, y'all, because this subject is important. It really can't help you out and understand the mindset and the dynamic of how narcissistic people, the inner workings of their minds, can help you heal and help you grow. So because email is a direct form of communication, because let's key it off right here. Some narcissists absolutely you have to have seen the movie 300 to get this reference. 300, the 300 Spartans. You remember how they had the phalanx, it was only 300 Spartans versus tens of thousands of Persians, and the Spartans were winning, right? They funneled them down to make it even. You know, they funneled them down to make the battle more even on their side, right? If you want to fight me, you have to come through this tunnel right here. We're fighting in a damn cave, right, with no back. So that's how a lot of narcissists will do you right there, right? Or it'll just end up, this is the only form of communication. I've had people dealing with narcissists, right? Well, the narcissist will only email. No texting, no calling, no WhatsApp. They will only email you because you can create fake emails all the time. Easy. It's easier to create a fake email than it is to create a fake phone number nowadays. You can make multiple fake emails. Lee Hammack 1, Lee Hammack at Gmail 1, Lee Hammack 2, Lee Hammack 3, Lee Hammack 4. You see what I'm saying? I can just add on to it to communicate with you. So some narcissists will absolutely resort to emailing you because y'all know it's stressful to change your email, especially if you had it forever. Pardon the interruption. Just want to let you know that I do have courses and support groups available as well. Courses to help you understand what you went through and support groups to help you during or after the toxic relationship. Link in the description. Now back to the video. Like, especially if you had the email address forever, you're more likely not going to want to change it because you've had it for business. You've had it for work, especially if it's a work email. There, you've had it for business. All your other friends and families are connected to the email. Like, it would be a hassle to change the email, and a lot of narcissists understand it. So they bombard your emails because they know that you're going, like I said, they know that you're going to, if they can block you, you can block them everywhere. You can block their phone number, you can block all this stuff, but they choose to email you because they know you're more apt to not want to change that because it's tough. Y'all know it's tough as hell to change an email. So narcissists, some of the narcissists, will resort to emailing you because they know it's hard to block. Even if you send me the spam, if I assume you send me the spam, I'm going to create another email. Lee Hammack 1, Lee Hammack 2, Lee Hammack 3, Lee Hammack 4, Take Me Back 5, I Love You 6, I Miss the Cheeks 7, I miss the sweet cheeks at gmail.com. I miss your sweet cheeks forever at gmail.com. Yeah. I know it sounds super ignorant, but that's how a lot of narcissistic people's mind works right there. They will start doing things like that because they know it works. They email you because it's a disconnected form of communication. And a lot of narcissistic people will do that, y'all. And just me being real, doing any of this stuff, I should have said this at the beginning, but doing any of this stuff in the emails and whatnot, it doesn't make you a narcissist. It just doesn't. This is not just a telltale sign of narcissism, but this is what I have observed from narcissists. It just is, you know? So they choose email to communicate because that's their only form of communication because you block them everywhere else. So they can bombard your emails. They can use their emails to exhaust you. A lot of narcissists, the way they email you is to exhaust you into responding because you get tired of opening up your email. Bing, 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 bing. You got a bunch of emails from me communicating. And like some narcissists will funnel you to emails. Like on the other side of the dynamic, the narcissist will only communicate with you through email sometimes because they can hide it from their new supply. If they've moved on, if they're disconnected from you, if they just say, I would rather just talk to you through email because it's easier, and you know they have someone else, it's because they're trying to hide what they're saying to you. They're trying to keep their conversation with you private because emails can be hidden very easily. You know that. You know, they can send you the spam and they can send all your stuff to the spam and go read it anyway. You know, they can send you the spam and they can just, the spam box will be their inbox for you. So some narcissists use their spam box to cheat. There's a cheating box. They will just send their other, like they're cheating on you or they have a new supply. They can be cheating on you or if they have a new supply, they can just send the other person's emails to spam and they just check, they're just consistently checking the spam box because they know where it's going to be. You know, that's what happens sometimes, y'all. It's the mind of a narcissist and how they email and whatnot. So it just covers it up right there, right? So this is what also happens too. And this is another technique that narcissists will do. Some narcissists email you like somebody else is going to read them. This is a very covert way that a lot of narcissistic people send you emails in a very covert, covertive way because they think that you're going to let somebody else read it. So they watch what they say. Again, this does not make you a narcissist. If you said, because narcissists will absolutely try to expose you what you see. But narcissistic people seem like they are trying to be abusive. The intent behind the emails matter. If your abuser is sending you emails, they send you coded emails because they think that you're going to show it to somebody else. So they'll leave out certain things. If you're responding to them and you're asking them direct questions and they're just going around the question, they know. They think that you're going to show it to somebody else. Narcissists are paranoid, y'all. So, Mary, imagine a paranoid person behind an email account thinking that you're going to expose them because they know they've been doing wrong. They know if they've wronged you. They know if they've been horrible to you, right? So they think that you're going to expose them. So they watch what they say to you because they think you're going to just show the world who they really are. So the threat of exposure for narcissists is extremely high. So they email you like other people are watching, right? They email you like other people are going to be there doing this type of stuff. They do all this stuff, y'all. That's what I'm just telling you. Narcissistic people are going to consistently, continuously do the same thing over and over again through these emails because this is how they communicate with you. They can send you little, like, especially if they're trying to cheat with you or cheat on you, they're sending things like you're going to find it or somebody else is going to see it. So they can deflect. If you discover this, they can deflect it, right? They can deflect it and gaslight you and manipulate you because they send certain things. They send things in certain ways to be deflective, to be sneaky. They sneak it like literally little sneaky snakes, little sneaky snake narcissists, you know? So this is such a disconnected form of email because like they will absolutely use emails to cheat with y'all. Just like in the easiest thing to do it, the easiest way to do it is to have like, you know, I have two phones, right? They have different iCloud email addresses. It's two phones, two different phone numbers. So I can like literally do it right there. I literally can do it right there. I can just, send things to my other email address. And this is another thing that toxic narcissistic people will do. So be careful with this right here, y'all. on the same phone, I can just create a new email address and text message you. If you block my number, if you block my phone right here, because there's a lot of narcissistic people will do, they will just change their email on their iCloud and start messaging you again. Y'all, I'm just telling you, I've seen so many just deceptive, covert ways that narcissistic people use their emails to get back into your life. Lee Hammack at iCloud 1. Lee Hammack1 at iCloud.com. Or you block me. Lee Hammack2 at iCloud.com is my new email address that I registered to my phone. And now I can message you again because you haven't blocked this number. You blocked my number, you blocked that first email, but now you can't block my SIM card. So I'm just going to create a new email address to be able to message you. I'm just telling you, this is the way that they use it to circumvent blocks. They will use their emails in very covert, sneaky-ass ways to do what they need to do to get through to you. Then they can just change it back and keep their relationship or their family dynamic going on. Or you can have two phones, and on one phone you can choose to continuously switch the email on. Just be very careful, y'all. The narcissistic people, they use their emails in very specifically covert ways to continue the cycle of narcissistic toxic abuse. They absolutely can. You know, they absolutely 100% can do that. They really can. It's just like they post-separation abuse. When the relationship ends, they can still be abusive through their emails. And nobody knows. Like, you show them the email, and they're like, this email is abusive to you, because they think other people want to watch it. A lot of narcissists are paranoid as hell. So they think that you're going to show people what they're saying to you. So they use very coded dog whistles in their emails and messages to you. So they can continue the cycle of abuse and just get away with it. Dog whistles. Talk about you, your relationship with your mom, your dad, whoever it is, to mess with you through these emails. And even if you show them to somebody else, nobody else will understand it. They will understand, like, this doesn't look abusive to me. Like, what are you might be seeing something I'm not, because this doesn't look abusive to me. You see? Just be very careful when you're emailing a narcissist. Like, and I'm sorry to say this, y'all, but sometimes, if you can't get harassment charges filed on them or a restraining order, sometimes it could be best to change your email address to be able to stop this flow of communication that is coming in towards you, or change your number, or you change your iCloud address. You see what I'm saying? To counteract it. I just made this video to give y'all some tips and tricks, because when they resort to emails and changing their emails, this is how you can protect yourself. This is how you can circumvent it. Because you can like go back. And I'm not telling you go back. It might re-traumatize you. But if you're still in contact with your narcissistic ex, because y'all have to co-parent or whatever, just look at the stuff that they send to you. Not just in email, but look at the stuff they send to you in text messages. It can be very coded and covert to try to continue the cycle of abuse while being outside the relationship with you. So watch out for that, y'all. Hope y'all enjoyed this video. Like and subscribe for more, of course, y'all. But this is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. I am extremely grateful for you. Have no idea. If you haven't already, make sure you go ahead and subscribe to the channel. Helps reach more people. And click on the screen to watch another video or to browse through another playlist. There's also a link on the screen to check out my courses and my support groups to help you heal and understand what you've been through. Thank you so much again. I will see you in the next video. Peace.